data that has been compiled for. But in India, people still use tricyclics quite heavily. And the tricyclics are interesting. They have much more side effects, but many people think they're more effective. So people still do use tricyclics in India quite a bit. Yeah, I don't know the numbers for Prozac. There's a whole bunch of, now Prozac's a generic. So it's made by a lot of Indian companies. It's no longer sold as Prozac. It's the generic version of it. Yeah. No. So we actually, it's interesting that we were doing this with looking at F1 and F2 of a completely different experiment, which was maternal separation, looking at early environment. And there we see no transgenerational effects. The ideal design for this is to do everything, which is to take the males, cross them over to, you know, so that's what we're going to do now. This was just my graduate student pushing me to say, I'm sure it's going to be, I'm saying there's no way it's transgeneration. Do you want to wait for another year and a half to actually find out this data? Because it is going to take that long. I mean, you have to go through 2-3 generations, cross-foster them. And she's like, let me do one experiment. I was like, okay, fine, go ahead and do it. And then, you know, she was right and I was wrong. So let's see how right she is. She's got lots more experiments now to do to prove if this is real. So. Yes. We gave the drug to the pups. We looked at the pups, so we've not looked at the male pups that had the drug as babies, and then when they give birth to, you know, we haven't looked at the offspring of males yet, which is what we need to do. There's no reason to believe this is imprinted in the classical sense, but there's obviously got to be a germ cell effect. There's no way this is happening a generation down unless you have something happening to either sperm or ova. So we will. If this holds true, first we have to really be sure about the behavior. If it really holds true, we'll have to go and look at germ cells, because that's the only way this information is transmitting. It cannot transmit down a generation without that. No, so the analysis for all of this is done with a video tracking device. So the video tracks the behavior. You blind yourself to treatment groups and you use the video to analyze it. There's no way you can do this. Software analyzes the behavior. So you look at tracks and you look at their behavior. It increases the amount of serotonin's dwell time at the synapse, because it's, once serotonin's released, it doesn't take it back up as quickly because it's blocked, the transporter is blocked. So you would have elevated levels of serotonin in the brain at all synapses, not any particular synapse, it's all over the brain because non-specific, it'll be everywhere that you elevate serotonin. None of the antidepressants have been looked at transgenerationally. What has been looked at is obesity and diabetes. So male diet, so the father's diet has an impact on IGF binding proteins and IGF-1 in the female offspring. So that's transgenerational. Cocaine has been looked at, and so has heroin. And those have transgenerational effects, clearly. There's some data recently that indicate a transgenerational effect of prenatal stress and stress in rodents as well, so carrying over across a generation. But with antidepressant drugs, it hasn't been used and looked at all. That's why we have to be absolutely sure this is real, for the following reasons: that these are drugs that are routinely given to women. Many of these drugs are the standard drugs for gestational use and standard drugs for postpartum psychosis. So they're administered, and they're routinely administered. So we have to be sure this is real data. Don't know it yet. I'm caveating that till we really are sure about that last piece of data. Thank you.